Yeah, I'm an addict. My name is Easy.
Easy.
Look, I want to thank God, right, for waking up this morning. For that, I'm truly grateful. And second for being clean. God is ironic, boy. I spoke to somebody this week, right? I said he wants to do a panel meeting. Three people. I said, no, I ain't doing it. Too many people. Right?
I was this week.
I come here and motherfucker made me sit through the three speaking shit anyway. You know? It's real good to be clean, man. I want to share some things and stuff with y'all, man. First, let me share. It's so good to be here. And you won't be able to hear this. It might even hurt you. It's so good to be here, right? Uh-huh. You know what? We say grace and mercy, right? But one time I had to look that thing up, man, because I was just mouthing off a lot of shit. I don't know if y'all got any credit cards, but they give you grace too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right? They give you a few extra days.
Yeah.
Pay it off.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what grace is, a few extra days to pay it off, right?
Come on.
So anything that happens today or whatever it is you might be going through, you need to understand that it's gravy. You know, it's gravy. I don't give a fuck what it is. It's gravy, right? Mm-hmm. Let me just share this, right? About a month and a half now, I had two surgeries in my mouth, right? Volunteered to do this shit, right? Step and paid for this fucking shit, right? Because I want my parents to be right, right? Not just for y'all, but for myself, right? And it's a painful thing going through this right here, you know, because I got some implants and shit in my mouth. I got some temporary shit in my mouth. This ain't even gonna be my teeth. You know, I want to say I'm having dental work, but I ain't got no motherfucking teeth, right? But when this shit is finished, you know, it's gonna be right. You know, it won't be finished about June or July. It's a long process, right? So, you know, I seen Jim do this shit, right? And the shit jumped out on him, right? And it was at the men's wrap. Right? So I put some glue on my shit. Right? Well, if it do jump out, y'all motherfuckers laugh. You know, remember that movie Carrie, right? Yeah. I remember that motherfucker. Carrie burnt that building down. The motherfuckers laughed at Carrie. Carrie put it on their ass. Nobody made it out the dance. Right? I feel real good, man. I feel real good. I just want to make sure I talk about the things that I was thinking about that I wanted to talk about. Right? Because this men rap thing, you know, it's something, you know, it's something, man. You know, like, I ain't the example. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, I wish, right? Check this out. I wish I was the man that my wife see. I wish I was the man that my daughter see, right? I'm working on it. It's easy to present something, but to actually be it is a totally different thing, right? Now, this tape shit and being married and divorcing, they get half your shit. So I ain't gonna say shit incriminating, right? I'm giving up half my shit. Sorry. I'm a shadow. Me and Kenny did this thing one time and we turned the tape off. Fuck the tape. Right? We, you know, today my birthday, I'm 47. All right? I'm 47. You know, my friend, you know, this was my friend, man, you know, and I didn't make it to his funeral because, you know, I didn't want to go. You know, he died the other day, man. You know, one of them push-up doing dudes, like, I seen a few of y'all pull up a tree. I've been watching y'all. You know, and he's one of them big dudes, man. He used to play on my team, man. And he woke up, man, and just died. You know? So, like, a lot of time, right, we be thinking, like, we know what quarter it is. You know, because it's a game. And I be thinking, like, I'm in the third quarter or something. You know, I fucked up the first half. You know, and I be thinking, like, I'm in the third quarter. You know, but it could be the last fucking final second. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and because we be doing, I did this buy the house thing, right? Now they give you a 30-year mortgage. I'm 47, right? With a motherfucking 30-year mortgage, right?
Come on, you.
Now, I know I only got about a good 10 or 12 work years left, right? So what the fuck happens after that? So that's why, you know, I'm getting real busy, you know, because they were always talking about that family thing. And family, anybody know me know that family and friends are very important to me, right? I was having a real good day this morning. Then my wife said her and my daughter, her daughter, my daughter, you know, because it's a package deal. She's 17, and they want to go to Bahamas, right? Now, actually, it's my stepdaughter. Now, I got another daughter, 5, right? Check this out. This real talk, right? That's mine that I had in recovery. She's 5 years old. Her name is Izette. The 17-year-old said, right, that she didn't want my daughter to go with them to the Bahamas. Now, I don't know what my wife owe 17-year-old daughter. I owe her shit. You know? I owe her a motherfucking thing. So when she said she didn't want my 5-year-old daughter to go, instantly, I say, I'm wondering how the fuck y'all gonna get there. I ain't paying for it. I'm not sending y'all to Bahamas and y'all don't want to take my 5-year-old daughter. And she run, she hold that because she used with her. And I could see how she used that shit against my wife. When she met me, I was clean. So all she know from me is good shit. Every kind of pant, so many motherfucking Jordans in my motherfucking house. They don't, you know, they don't even clean sneakers like we used to do. We used to have to clean our shit. They shit get dirty, they gotta get Jordans all the way down the hall, every motherfucking number, 1 to 20-something, you know? So all I ever did was like really treat her real, real good, and that shit fucked me up this morning. You know, and I was getting ready to say, thank God for this program, and I don't come out my mouth, you know, the shit that I think. I was like, fuck her. You know, that's what I wanted to say. You know, really, that's what I wanted to say, you know, because I could see the animosity with the two kids. You know, it's like, she's my daughter, but she's not my daughter. I treat her and I love her like she's my daughter, but she's not my daughter. It's some natural shit that go on that ain't got nothing to do with me, right? That I have a stronger feeling towards my 5-year-old than I do my 17-year-old, but I treat them both the same, but I just don't feel the same about them. And it ain't got nothing to do with me. It's just natural. Right? So I keep coming. You know, I keep coming here, man. I keep coming here, man. Because without y'all, I cannot do this. I am not, no. I'm not the man. Listen, I ain't even the man I would like to be. I'm not the man I would like. I'm a low-life, sneaky, slimy motherfucker and would do something in the drop of a dime if given the right situation. Because I be tired, motherfuckers. Don't do nothing no more, man.
Watch out. You know? Watch out.
Motherfuckers, just don't do nothing no more, man. You know, because I be very, very, very careful, man, because this disease, they don't need no drugs. You need to understand that if you knew it just coming around, this disease don't need no drugs. It didn't need the drugs. You understand what I'm saying? Your ass was going to get fucked up regardless whether you used or not. It told you this shit was present before you ever picked up. It didn't really need that crack. We was going to fuck up anyway. You know? You know, you was destined to fuck up. You know? After putting the crack down, I understand, like, who I am today. I'm this addictive person that suffer from this obsession and compulsive behavior, man, that gets me locked and loaded on shit that ain't healthy for me. My life is so fucking great, it's scary. It is so great that it's scary. I used to sleep in the tunnel. I used to shit up against a wall and wipe my ass with newspaper, get soup kitchen food. Sometimes stand online, get to the front, people say we don't have no more. That's where I come from. I came in here, man, and these brothers, right? I thank God for y'all, because I'm from Bed-Stuy, Bushwick area, and I got clean in Manhattan, and I ain't know nobody in that motherfucker, and they took care of me. They took care of me. He said, keep coming, Scum. Be all right. They didn't lie. They didn't lie. Today, it's all right. You know, today, it is. Well, I could go anywhere I want to go, be anywhere I want to be. I got a room in Atlantic City right now. I'm getting the fuck out of here right after the banquet. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going over there. I ain't got no problem gambling. I like to fucking gamble. All right? I ain't got no problem. I'm going right back. And I like to have fun. But most of all, I'm with my wife. Because I spent a lot of energy. A lot of energy. You know where I was a few weeks ago? I was in motherfucking Las Vegas. Right? At All-Star Weekend. The brothers got along very well. There was at least 1,000 to 1. You understand what I'm saying? There was every motherfucking way. Right? We got along real good. You know? And I was out of my motherfucking mind. Right? I'm talking about if you look at one, you'll miss six. You know? That's how it was in Vegas a couple weeks ago, man. You know, and I had some genuine fun, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to do things that like I always wanted to do. You know, when you was younger and you sit at home and you watch that shit on and you be like, yeah, one day, you know, yeah, one day. We at the slam dunk contest. Everybody else laughing, we crying. Yes, sir. You know, me and my man, we sitting there, we crying, because I couldn't fucking believe I was there. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm crying tears and shit, man. They slamming it. My man from New York, he missed the dunk 100 motherfucking times, you know. But to actually be there fucked me up, you know, because this program has afforded me to do so much in here, man. You know, I didn't come here to try to teach you how to be no man. No, that ain't my job. You know, my job is to share my experience, strength, and hope, and the things that I've done. And hopefully, if you practice some of the shit I've done, then maybe your life might get better. I told you, I came out of a tunnel. That's right. These brothers started taking care of me, man. I had to get some fucking humility. I'm from Bed-Stuy. I'm hurting, and I ain't gonna let you know I'm hurting. You know, my brothers went home, and they slipped me some clothes on the side. They didn't come back to the meeting and tell everybody.
That's right.
And it gave me enough incentive to keep coming back. Then they had the basketball thing. They said, show up. We got you. Wasn't no price on the ticket. Wasn't no price. They said, suggested donation. Showed up. They gave me a t-shirt. Let me play on the team. The day before that, one of y'all took me and bought me some sneakers. You know, those are the things that kept me coming back, man.
That's right.
You know, and when I came in here, I did the whole thing. You know, who don't do the whole thing? If you smoke that shit, I was smoking. My shit used to be about this big when I smoked that motherfucking crack. I hadn't fucked in years. Y'all know the shit. Y'all know the fucking shit. You get the crack, you get the fucking girl, you go up there, you take a hit, she smoke all your shit, break out, you sit there and jerk the fuck off. You know? Y'all know the fucking story. I came here, man, they took care of me, man. I started to listen, man. Oh, man, listening is so important, man. And sponsorship is so important, man. you know, and I started to do some stuff, man, not be jealous and envious of people. Because that shit will hurt you, man, and it will damage you, and it will keep you stuck. You know, it will keep you from asking, how did you do that? You know? It'll keep you from just being able to walk up to somebody and say, man, I need some help. You know, I had to get some humility, man. And I thank God for some of the brothers that let me hang out when I didn't have no outfits. Wasn't no outfits.
That's right.
Wasn't nothing to change in. Go home, wash that shit out in the shelter, iron it out, and come back to the meeting the next day. Mm-hmm. Y'all motherfuckers going home and changing and shit. Yeah, I felt less than, but I thank God for the literature which told me don't judge my insides by the outside appearances of others. Just keep coming back.
That's right.
You know, and I kept coming back. Got a sponsor. Sponsor said, you know what? Because I was selling Daily News. I was selling papers. I was a bum. I didn't get clean because I wanted to stop smoking crack. I got clean because I wanted to stop being a fucking bum. You know, let's tell the real story. You know, I wanted to stop being a bum, waking up with lint in my fucking pocket, man. Can't go around the way. Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the motherfucking holidays coming around, and I fucked up. I feel knowing they eating and shit. You know, that's why I got clean. You know, and I started to get clean, man. I started to listen. And I was selling papers. And my sponsor, you know, he sat me down, man. He said, you know, what do you do? You know, and I said, you know what? I do plumbing. I've been doing plumbing about 25 years. You know, I'm selling Daily News. Doing plumbing. Got to understand where the fuck this drug took me. I'm doing plumbing 25 years. I'm out in the train station selling papers. You know, at that time, they used to give the Daily News away, and we used to sell them. Right? And my sponsor told me, you know, say, if you've been doing plumbing 25 years, you know, you just might be a plumber. Right? I needed help, man. I needed help real, real bad, man, when I got here, man. You know, and then what happened, them papers that I was selling, you know, while I did, I fuck around and opened it up, and the shit had a warrant ads in there. You know, and I knew I went in there, man, and then I got a job, and I kept coming back, lost that job, and then y'all reached out. Recovering addicts. You know, everything I got through the rules of Narcotic Anonymous. You know, recovering addicts, because I was at the meeting, and they said, yeah, you can pay her rent, you can pay her light, you can pay her cable. If that bitch changed her motherfucking mind, you back with the garbage bags, right? And I was listening to that shit. I was listening to that shit, man, because, you know, I'm always, you know, want to run shit in somebody else's house. And every time an argument would come up, right, even though I'm right, even though I'm right, but it's her shit,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to get the fuck out, right? I would get real, real humble.
Mm-hmm.
And one of y'all fuck around and gave me a job and an apartment at the same motherfucking time. They gave me, they call it a superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm in the basement. I'm this superintendent. I did this shit for 13 years. But during the course of the 13 years, I was doing that thing we used to do in the park. We get some workers. We just run some shifts and shit. You know? Watch a nigga, make sure he don't smoke up the package. You know, I learned that in the park. And I bought it in here. You know, and the guy who gave me the job, he was the manager of the building, he wasn't the owner. He got high, right? So the owners, after 13 years of dedicated work to them, after the 13 years, they stepped to me and they said, you need to get the fuck out of our basement, right? But by this time, it's not me no more. By this time, it's me, I got a daughter, I got a wife, and I got another daughter. We're all in this basement together, right? But in the meantime, I was working on shit because I had seen this damn girl. You know, this girl used to come down St. Mark's and couldn't fucking read. And she used to take about 10 minutes to read who's an addict. And everybody, you know, at that time, people would help you, you know, to struggle with, to read who's an addict. And I'm watching this fucking girl read who's an addict, right? You know, I'm pretty literate. But she came back about 8 years later and raised her hand in the motherfucking meeting and said, you know what, I just got my master's, right? And when she shared that shit, because I'm sitting in the meeting, you know, I'm still in the basement, you know, things is okay. You know, because we'll be all right with okay. You understand what I'm saying? You know, because we've been so fucked up, you know, we'll be all right with just okay. But you ain't got to be all right with just okay. You know, I'm watching this girl, and she did this motherfucking master's thing. I'm ready, and I'm watching. I said, well, God damn. you know, because by this time I done got 2 or 3 Jeeps. You know, you can get 2 or 3 Jeeps, but you never really have 2 or 3 Jeeps. You know, it always, you fuck around and miss 2 of them notes. You know, you know whose car it really is. You know, we'll let you drive that motherfucker and look pretty, right? I still don't own shit. You know, I got a lot of shit, but I still don't own it. You know, that 30 years shit, you know.
Yes, sir.
But they let me play with it and sleep there and shit, you know? Right? She did that thing. I said, you know what? I can do this plumbing thing pretty good, man. 25 years experience. I'm nice. I know I'm nice. I'm nice with some pipes, right? But I didn't know how to do the book thing. I couldn't do the book thing. They had laws and rules and regulations and the codes and the way the shit was supposed to go in, you know? So I went back to school.
That's right.
Right, with my own money, right? And I walked in there. I think it's 49 students, 47 white boys, right? 47. Two black guys, me and another brother. I walk in the Z and say, I don't even know why you in here. That's what he told me. That's what he told me. Wasting your motherfucking time and your money, right? By listening to y'all, but listen, this is training, man. This is training, man. This shit is, boy, they got this thing down, man. If you do what the fuck they tell you to do in here, fuck that. Freedom from active addiction. There's a whole lot of shit more your ass gonna get if you do what you are taught to do in this program. We are training you to take this shit out there and improve the quality of your life. If you read the literature, it talks about a productive member of society. So I know productive means you need to be producing a little something, you know, other than just sitting around here being fucking clean all the time. You know, you need to be doing something with your fucking life, right? Right? You know, cause I wanted to be, cause listen, when I got here, I was sitting there, it was motherfuckers that was doing shit.
Yes, sir.
Right? Doing shit. They're going places, man, conventions, coming back with pictures. I'm mad than a motherfucker. Right? There's a set of people out there was doing their thing, man. Matching shit. Oh, Lord. Christ, it looked like that in 75, man. Mm-hmm. Back in 1975, I couldn't get the Afro around for shit, but I used to look like that, right? Right? Yeah. I should be mad. They was doing shit, and then it's three sets of people. There was another set of people, right? That was just sitting there, and they was talking about the people that was doing shit. You understand what I'm saying? And when I sat there, I said, you know, I need to make a major decision here. What crew am I gonna get with? You know, I needed to get with the crew that was doing shit, man. And I wanted to do something more than just be clean. Fuck that. Clean and go to the meeting, go to work, go home, go to the meeting, go to work, go. Yeah, you will fuck around and smoke one. Yeah. You will fuck around and smoke one because your life is monotonous and boring. Right? So I need to do more, man. You know, and I went to that school. And I came early.
Yes, sir.
Sat up front. Mm-hmm. Stayed late. Mm-hmm. Had one of them stickers around my license plate. Mm-hmm. You know, and identified me in the program. You had to be in the program once you seen it. You knew who I was. All the teachers was white. Right? One of them slid up to me one day. Said, hey, that's your car outside, buddy? I said, yeah, that's my car outside. Mm-hmm. He said, easy does it. I said, oh shit. Right?
That's the language. Yes, sir.
You know? And he started to show me some shit and some tricks and shit and how to do this thing, man. You know, and I showed up down there, man, to take this licensed master plumber test in New York City. Mm-hmm. You know, sponsor brought me down there, all my tools, everything, went up in there, man, you know, and took the test. You know, took the test. I'm waiting on the results. Results came, and I passed, right? Yeah, I passed the first motherfucking shot out, and I was expecting to fail. I didn't even think I had it in me to pass. But the courage to fucking just show up. You know, because I'm so quick to show up for another motherfucker. But I need to learn how to show up for myself. See, I got a lot of nice things. Believe me, I don't buy my wife shit until I get mine first. You know? Listen. Yeah, man. Listen. Because I came in here, listen, these brothers taught me how to do this shit, man. They taught me, I listen. They might not think I be watching their ass, but I have some members in my area who the fuck, I might not even say nothing to them on the record. But I watch these motherfuckers. And they always have some nice shit and didn't get the girl hurt. Because I got this mentality that I buy you something and you happy, that now I'm happy. Get the fuck out of here. No, I'm not doing that shit, man.
Help somebody.
I'm not doing that shit. And I came here, man, took that test right, dude smoked, asked me to get the fuck out the building. 6 months before that, my wife's cousin live up in Westchester, Peekskill. I'm going to share this. I'm going to always share this stuff because I'm still fucked up. I still don't believe this shit, right? I'm telling you, I still don't believe this shit, right? My wife's cousin up in Westchester. They invited us up for dinner, right? It's a setup. You know, it's a setup. I go in there, right? I look around. You know, I do construction. I used to do just plumbing. I put that shit to work. You know, I do construction now, you know? Yeah. Fuck that. We do every motherfucking thing. You know? This shit is so fucking easy. Listen, they taught me. They taught me. All I got to do is get the job, find a motherfucker who know how to do it, and put them together. Give me mine. It's just so motherfucking easy. Listen, there ain't nothing to this. We go to the house. I look around. Construction tight. 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, 2-car garage, front yard, backyard. The motherfucker's on a mountain. When you look out the mountain, or you look out the window, all you see is mountains, right? So I got in my car. Drove back to Miami because I don't work nowhere but Manhattan. I ain't going no Delaware. I ain't going no motherfucker. Fuck that. I know where the money is. It's right there in Manhattan. I don't even go to Brooklyn no more. Fuck Brooklyn. You know, I stay right there in Manhattan where the motherfuckers got that paper out. I get $10,000-$15,000 to do a bathroom. Take me about a week, right? That's what the fuck I do, right? And I don't even do that. I have 2-3 motherfuckers do it for me. Right? So I timed myself to get back to Manhattan, right? Took me about 30 minutes. Damn, this is doable. This 6 months prior to my ass getting kicked the fuck out. Because see, God was speaking to me. You know, he was trying to lead me. You know, right? But I got this hustler shit going on, this Brooklyn shit. It don't go nowhere. They tell you how to do shit and figure shit out, you know. Map it out, right? So I map it out. Take me 30 minutes to get back to Manhattan. Next day, I call the broker, go on the contract to buy the house. You understand what I'm saying? 6 months down the line, motherfuckers kicked me out because I was going to pay for the house with my income from the superintendent's job, right? And I lost that job, right? So when I lost that job, but I'm in contract to buy the house. So now all I got is the business and the God of my understanding. Right, because they said I shared real good on faith at the third step meeting last week. Right? Yeah, they said I dropped it. Right? Few of them motherfuckers say you go, boy. Right? Because we get in here and we get to mouthing off this shit, mouth it off real, real good, and then opportunity present itself. All that good shit you was talking, all that game. You understand what I'm saying? Now I got no income. Got a truck, got a business. That don't mean shit if you ain't getting work, right? But I really don't have no income. In contract to buy the house, come to the meeting, raise my hand. Don't even try this shit out there. They will tell you are out of your motherfucking mind, right? Came in here, raised my hand, said, yo, I'm in contract to buy this house, but I don't know how I'm gonna pay the first month. Mortgage, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all say, buy the house anywhere. That's what y'all telling me to do. Yeah. Buy the motherfucking house anywhere. Buy the house anywhere. We show up, move in. Listen, I got a flat screen in every motherfucking room in my house. Big motherfuckers too, right? And where you go, you see the game, right? Damn, I ain't lying. I don't even believe that shit. Someday I'll be waking up wondering whose house I'm in. I used to sleep in a love seat, get a nigga two cracks and crawl up in a motherfucking love seat with my clothes on. That's where the fuck I come from. Yeah. And I did it, right? So now, once I do that, my business took off. I ain't gonna lie. My business took off. I do real good. I'm a successful black man, and I'm proud of it. I am proud of me, right? I am proud of me. My mother's proud of me. My sister's proud of me. You understand what I'm saying? My friends and family are proud of me. They don't hate me. There's some guys that don't like me, and I really don't give a fuck. You know, I really don't give a fuck because I know who I am. I'm the most humblest person that will help anybody. You know, I will help. I will help anybody. You know? So look, I'm a wind this thing up, man. You know, that was a good one, boy. I'm wind this thing up, you know. If you knew, man, and you anything like I was, man. Anything like I was, man. Listen, I had two or nothing, man. I had nothing. Everything I had it on. That's how I came here. Everything I had it on. Came here, man. Start listening, practicing some principles, man. Try to change. Change is easy. Change is real easy. You change, get some paper, and fuck around, you be wanting to change back. Some of y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's easy to have one girl when you broke. Shit, it ain't called, it's only called chicken when you ain't got no motherfucking money. Yeah, you fuck around and get some paper. Listen, paper will fuck you up. You know, yeah, paper will fuck you up, man. There was so many motherfucking girls in Vegas, I was twisted. Prostitution is legal. They give you a book with pictures. What flavor do you want, motherfucker? We'd be there in 20 minutes. You know, that's the kind of shit that going down there. So I have to watch myself and I have to check myself because this disease wants me to make one move. That's all I need. One motherfucking move. One move and it's all going again. And see, what's so scary is I come from a place where I'm used to it being all gone. Wake up the next day and get back on my grind. That's where the fuck I come from. And that's a dangerous mindset for me. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have to get into them. I don't have to lose everything and start all over again. I can continue to build. You know, I do shit. I got CDs. Listen. I got another motherfucker count my money. You know, that's only through this program, man. Because I had to learn what money was for, man. I was just spending and spending and fucking spending and spending and looking real fucking good. I'm so glad them young boys came out with this shit here. I don't gotta wear them $200 motherfucking throwbacks no more. Summertime come, you will see one of these all the time. 5 for $20. You understand what I'm saying? You know? 5 for $20. And I'm learning what to do with my money, man. You know, it's about investing your money, right? And making sure that when you check the fuck out, because believe me, you might think it's the third quarter or it's the fourth quarter. Might only be 2 minutes left. And when you leave, it's gonna be Yzette, Teresa, Kanika, they're gonna be in this house with this 30-year mortgage, and I gotta make sure that they all right if I ain't here. That's what a man does for me. That's where I'm at. I don't know where y'all at. That's my mindset. I done been all over the fucking country. I've been in 3 or 4 other countries. My mindset right now is to make sure that if I leave here, that they be all right. You know, and that's what being a man is for me, man. Taking care of the ones that's close to you. So look, if you new, right? Even if you old, I always share this. This is some new shit I thought up. Ain't no new shit I thought of. It just says, once that crack clear up out of your fucking ass, you be remembering some shit, right? But we ain't have too many toys. You want to ride something, you had to break a skate in half. You know, get a 2x4 and shit. Mm-hmm. And a milk crate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Make something to ride, right?
Yes, sir.
We had this game, we used to dare each other and shit. You know, put 6 or 7 mattresses by a bandit building window and shit. And dive out of that motherfucker. Right? They could dare you, you'd dive out of that, fuck around, do a somersault. Land on the mattresses and shit. So look, I dare you, right? Well, that's what this, I love the steps, man. I love the step. They say try and practice. That's all. Just try and practice. That's all you got to do, man. Try and practice. That's all you got to do. So look, I dare you, right? I dare you to practice the principles of Narcotic Anonymous to find a new way to live. And thanks for letting me share.